This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil leaving for Geneva, Switzerland today to attend the inaugural forum of Global Coalition Social Justice. Parliamentarians demand details about Prime Minister Dahal's recent India visit in House of Representatives meeting today. And 38 people from the Horn of Africa die after boat capsizes off Yemen. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil is leaving for Geneva, Switzerland today. The president is scheduled to attend the inaugural forum of Global Coalition Social Justice that will take place during the high-level segment of the 102 session of the International Labour Conference. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the president will address the inaugural forum on the 13th of June. The National Examination Board Examination Controller Office has announced that the results of this year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, will be announced at around the end of June. SEE Examination Controller Nandralal Podil informed that the work of testing the answer sheets and entering this course has been completed according to the action plan prepared by the office. Furthermore, Podil informed that in this year's results, students must get 35%, that is, 27 marks in the theoretical exam of 75 marks, otherwise it will be considered a failure. Parliamentarians have requested the government to mention the specifics of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda's recent official visit to India in the House of Representatives meeting today. Speaking during Urgent Hour, lawmaker of the CPN-UML, Raghuji Pant, has laid emphasis that all SAARC member countries should work together to make the regional association dynamic. The lawmakers also have urged the government to seriously look into the recent serious damage caused by storms and hailstones and arrange for the necessary relief materials timely in Parsa district. Furthermore, parliamentarians have also asked the government to focus on water sanitation in the Tarai district for clean drinking water. Investigation into all the alleged matters of the Giribandhu T estate, the Melamchi water project and wide-body aircraft have also been demanded by the lawmaker. They have also demanded the ruling of all the excess and unused vehicles in the government offices. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Surinder Raj Pandey, has received a vote of confidence in the Provincial Assembly yesterday. The Cabinet of Gandaki Province has been expanded today. Chief Minister Surinder Raj Pandey appointed two ministers and expanded the cabinet. Newly appointed Minister Paninder Devkota and Rajiv Gurung have taken the oath of office in secrecy today. The government has recorded some 1,200 billion rupees in remittance in the last 10 months of the current fiscal year. The data released by Nepal Rashtra Bank released yesterday showed the country received 1,198 billion rupees in remittance till the end of the month of Baisakh, that is May. Likewise, the data shows that inflation has remained at 4.4% in the last 10 months of the current fiscal year. The policy and program of the Madhya Province government for the upcoming fiscal year 2024 to 2025 is going to be presented in the province assembly today. Acting Secretary of the Madhya Province Assembly, Arun Kumar Jha, has informed that presentation of policies and programs will start from 2 o'clock today. One person died when a bus and a pickup van collided in Kapilvastu. Kapilvastu Police Inspector Mahendra Bikram Shahi said that the accident took place around 6 a.m. today. Inspector Shahi informed that driver Hiralal Badai died and 8 injured persons have been sent to Butwal for treatment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 38 people from the Horn of Africa have died after their boat capsized off the coast of Yemen. The BBC says survivors have told rescuers that the vessel, which was carrying around 250 people, sank due to strong winds. The search continues for nearly 100 people who are still missing. According to the United Nations, 97,000 migrants arrived in Yemen from the Horn of Africa last year. The increase has occurred despite the war in Yemen and recent Houthi assaults on ships in the Red Sea. The United Nations Security Council has adopted a resolution endorsing a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal that aims to end Israel's 8-month assault on Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, the vote on the United States-sponsored resolution on Monday was 14-0 with Russia abstaining. The resolution welcomes a three-phase ceasefire proposal announced by U.S. President Joe Biden last month, which calls for an initial 6-week ceasefire and the exchange of some Israeli captives held in Gaza for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. The second phase would include a permanent ceasefire and the release of the remaining captives, whereas the third phase would involve reconstruction effort for the devastated Gaza Strip. It urges Israel and Hamas to fully implement its term without delay and without condition. A severe heat wave continues to wreak havoc in India as the eastern state of Odisha on Monday reported 8 deaths within a 72-hour period. The BBC reports official figures released in May suggested 60 people died between March and May across India due to heat-related illnesses. Officials say India is in the middle of the longest heat wave it has ever seen as temperatures crossed 50 degrees Celsius in some areas recently. South Korean soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean troops crossed the border by mistake, Seoul's military said on Tuesday. According to the BBC, the incident at the demilitarized zone on Sunday comes as tensions continue to rise between the two Koreans. In recent weeks, the North has flown hundreds of rubbish-filled balloons to border towns in South Korea. The statement from the Malawi president's office said an aircraft carrying Malawi's vice president, Saulos Chilima, and 9 others has gone missing. Around 1,000 animals were killed in a fire in Bangkok's famous open-air Chatuchak market early Tuesday, gutting nearly 100 shops. The BBC reports birds, dogs, cats, and snakes were burned to death in their cages in the pest zone, which also included rats, pythons, and geckos. The blaze was started by an electrical short circuit, authorities said, adding that no human casualties or injuries have been reported. Now, a sports update. Nepal is playing against Yemen in the final game of the second round of FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifiers today. The match is being held at the Prince Mohammed bin Fahd Stadium in Dammam, Saudi Arabia, and will start at 11:45 p.m. later tonight. Yemen is playing its home game in Saudi Arabia. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of rest of the country. At present, the eastern part of the country is under the influence of the monsoon system, while the rest of the country is under the partial influence of local winds, westerly winds, and the low-pressure area formed around Bihar. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil leaving for Geneva, Switzerland today to attend the inaugural forum of Global Coalition on Social Justice. Parliamentarians demand details about Prime Minister De Hal's recent India visit in House of Representatives meeting today. And 38 people from the Horn of Africa die after boat capsizes off Yemen. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.